Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, dog owners, your pet now has the tech capability to place a video call direct to your smart device. But first, if you are an Amazon customer in the United Kingdom, you'll not be able to use your credit cards after the new year. Amid a row between the e-retailer and the credit card giant, Amazon emailed customers on Wednesday morning to let them know the ban would be imposed from the 19th of January. Here's the Standard City editor, Oscar Williams-Groot.
The reason we are being hit with this is because Amazon is not happy with Visa increasing their fees. Earlier this year, it was reported that Visa were raising their interchange fee on transactions from 0.3% to 1.5%, so a very big increase. And that essentially means that either merchants will have to put up their prices or Amazon will end up with less of a margin.
The company says bosses took the decision due to what it described as high fees that Visa charges for processing credit card transactions.
These changes are partly driven by Brexit. The EU had a cap on interchange fees, but that obviously doesn't apply now that we are outside of the EU. This specific increase refers to cross-border transactions between the UK and the EU. And Amazon, their UK website, is operated out of Luxembourg, which is the European headquarters.
Bizarrely, this posturing tactic by Amazon leaves Visa cards issued elsewhere in the world unaffected, and also UK-based debits still fine.
A lot of industry experts think that this is essentially a negotiating tactic, and it will be eventually worked out. For Prime customers and anyone else looking to shop on Amazon after January 19th, as it stands, they'll have to update their payment details.
Next, the nominees have been released for the Oscars of Gaming, which celebrates this year's biggest titles, particularly with the pandemic sparking an interest in video games and a spike in the number of consoles sold. The likes of Deathloop.
It's on me to end it for all of us.
And
stop shouting.
Resident Evil Village.
Tell me what is going on around here.
Are up for Games of the Year, while Call of Duty Warzone and Fortnite are somewhat unsurprisingly nominated for Best Ongoing Franchises at the Games Awards 2021. An awards ceremony will take place at the Microsoft Theatre in Los Angeles on the 9th of December. Now, this certainly gives new meaning to the old phrase dog and bone. Computer scientists have built the first canine-to-human video calling service, which the animal can trigger if they feel lonely. Dr. Ileana Hirsky-Douglas from the University of Glasgow built the invention to keep in touch with her faithful 10-year-old Black Labrador, Zach, who triggers a call via a micro-switch in his favourite toy ball. He communicates with a computer to dial up his owner.
He would ring me and I would say, OK, I'm travelling on the underground at the time, I can't speak, and then I would hang up and then he'd ring me and I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm in the middle of doing something. And so what I did was I ended up flipping my camera around and I started showing him things like buskers on the streets or things like music, restaurants where I was going past, or elements of the city that he hadn't necessarily been to, places he had been to.
And what are the hopes for the future of this kind of technology? Smelly vision?
Dogs are able to recognize, you know, faces on the screen, recognize people on the screen. The environment, I'm not so sure of if they're able to recognize. So there is some possible meaning there. We just don't know how much meaning. And this is a super interesting question because when you have all these video call devices for people to check on their pets, you know, what is animal really making of this?
Next, the National Cybersecurity Centre says they fought off a record number of online attacks targeting Britain over the last year, with many aimed at COVID-19 research and vaccines. According to the organisation's latest annual review, there were 777 incidents between September 2020 and August this year. That's around 20% of them. According to the organisation's latest annual review, there were 777 incidents between September 2020 and August this year, around 20% of which were aimed at the health sector. The review also revealed that the agency received more than 5.9 million reports of malicious content from the public via its suspicious email reporting service, which allows people to forward emails to the organisation if they believe it's dodgy. Next. A study has found that humans snap their fingers more than 20 times faster in the blink of an eye. Research by engineers at Georgia Tech in the US suggests using an amount of friction that is not too high and not too low produces a snap of the finger with the highest acceleration observed in human bodies. It's hoped the future findings could inform the design of prosthetics meant to imitate the capabilities of the human hand. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, Blur frontman Damon Albarn describes the depressing sight of witnessing climate change in action. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. TikTok says software updates will better protect young people on the platform after it was revealed how easily users were viewing harmful content. But the company also says trigger warnings themselves can actually exacerbate the impact of the most horrific content, which is often linked to challenges and hoaxes. TikTok says warnings about gory or dangerous footage can even make hoaxes appear more real. The short-form video platform has since its inception been plagued with content linked to poor mental health and self-harm. And finally, Blur and Gorillaz star Damon Albarn has said that he watched climate change in action as he recorded his new album in Iceland. The musician says the climate crisis was brought home to him after a recording session.
Outside my window, in the distance, there's a volcano and a glacier. And the thing is that Schneefjallajökull, which is the name of the glacier, has receded really noticeably in the last 20 years.
That's Albarn speaking to the BBC. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Thursday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.